Hello, and welcome to the Nintendo Teens Podcast. I'm Tommy Savoya.
And I'm Tia Savoya.
This is a podcast about Nintendo gaming and news. Today, we're going to talk about the Nintendo Directs that happened recently. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at www.nintendoteens.com, or you can visit our forums at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. At our website, you can check our blog and listen to our podcast. Okay, so two long directs this month. Well, actually, the first one's pretty long. The second one isn't as long. But I don't remember them giving a direct, like, two of them in one month. They've usually been doing one direct each month.
Yeah, and what was kind of odd about that was that there was one for Smash Bros. And one for, was that Tomodachi Life?
Yeah, it's like a weird little game.
Well, I don't really have much an opinion on it because I haven't seen it yet. And that's mainly because, like, how the Smash Bros. Direct, it kind of stole the attention.
It overshadowed it.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it came out until I heard it in another website. But the Smash Bros. Direct, let's talk about that first. They did confirm that there's going to be different stages for each version. And the 3DS version Fighter is going to run at 60 frames per second, even on 3D. This is a problem on Pokemon X and Y, where if you put on 3D, it only lets you do it in the battles.
Yeah, frame rate lowers there.
Yeah, I don't. That's why I don't use 3D.
Although if you give it some time to load, like, I always, well, most of the time have it on 3D on my 3DS, it actually ends up moving a little faster if you give it a little time, but it takes a while.
Yeah.
But the assist trophies have a lower frame rate.
Yeah, not much focus on the assist trophies. Like, don't have to polish them that much. The fighters are what people are really going to be worrying about. I don't use assist trophies that much anyway, so it's not going to really be a problem for me. And there's going to be the same fighters for the both versions. But you know how they have different songs per stage in Brawl and Melee? In 3DS version, it's only going to be limited to two songs per stage, but there's going to be more for the Wii U. They showed a Legend of Zelda stage. It's got a bunch of songs on it.
Probably because of a limit with the memory the 3DS cartridges can store compared to the CDs for the Wii U.
And if they use the same music they use in the directs and all the trailers, then it's going to be a pretty good collective soundtrack for the game. They also have returning stages. I'm not too fond of their picks for the returning stages, though.
I mean, Halberd was, I think it was a nice choice.
It was basic.
Jungle Japes, I mean, I kind of like Halberd, but Jungle Japes, I'm not too fond of it. It was, it's a frustrating stage.
Well, it does have that cool Donkey Kong feel, but it was kind of annoying.
Yeah, it's like once you fall off the stage, you're pretty much doomed unless you can jump up in less than a second.
I was looking at the trailer, I was like, they could have picked better stages than this. I mean, I like Corneria. That was my favorite Melee stage, and Green Greens. That would have been nice, but I hope this isn't the only returning stages.
Probably not. They're probably going to reveal more. Maybe Temple's going to be back,
too. I would have liked the Final Plaza, but they already have the Mario Galaxy stage. Speaking of stages, they have stage bosses. They showcased the Yellow Devil from Mega Man. It was a Mega Man boss, and they're going to have it that you have to fight him while you're fighting the other players, and he's gonna attack like he does in the Mega Man games, you know, deconstructing himself and appearing on the other side, and also shooting fireballs from his eye, which is his weak spot.
And like in the games, that's where you have to hit him. It was hinted that Ridley was gonna be in the game too, as like one of the stage bosses. Like they kind of, I guess, made a bit of a
hint.
Hint sort of quote on it, and after that they showed, there was like a bit of a cinematic clip showing Pikachu looking up at the sky and what looked like Ridley's shadow going past him.
Payback. But okay, so the new online modes, the 3DS version will have online play, and it looks smoother than the Wii version, which is, that's kind of sad really, but the 3DS and the Wii U have really good online capability, so it's going to run pretty smooth for them.
Yeah, the Wii version was really laggy. I tried fighting online on Brawl, but it was it was hardly possible because there was, like, so much lag.
Yeah, I kept chipping out, like, stopping and then keep going. Smash Bros. Is a fast-paced game, and you can't play it when it's not being fast-paced. At least on the Wii U version, I'm not sure if this is on the 3DS version or what, but there's going to be For Fun and For Glory. For Fun is just, you're a casual player. You have all the items, you have all the stages, and it only counts your wins. But then there's For Glory. You know how Sakurai said he doesn't like the tournaments? Because that's one of the big things about Smash Brothers is the tournaments. And he said right out that he doesn't like the tournaments. So he's putting this, and it has all the restrictions that the competition has. It will have only Final Destination stages and no items.
Yeah, I think one of the main reasons he may have put that in there is, I guess to satisfy all the fans, because, you know, you don't want to leave, you want to leave as less fans out as possible.
Yeah, they have a Final Destination form for all stages. You know, Final Destination's cool and all, but it can get boring after a while.
Yeah, because, like, you're just, like, looking at that, like, background, it's like, all right, we're fighting in space.
They showed the Metroid stage and the Super Mario stage all in their Final Destination forms. I think that's pretty cool. Add some diversity. But there's going to be no ranking in online modes. It still counts your wins and losses, though. For Fun only counts your wins, and For Glory counts your wins and losses. And they rank the solo modes instead of the online modes. So online would be more serious to rank, though. People aren't going to be striving for the highest scores in single player as much as they would in online.
Because there's no one to compete with, really. I mean, at least, like, not in a serious manner.
They also showed new items. They played I think it was Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze music. It's kind of funny. They had the fire pillar where if you hit it once, then one of the fireballs goes down. It's from the classic Mario games where they had the fire pillars you have to jump over. They have the fairy bottle from The Legend of Zelda.
And a bunch of other Legend of Zelda stuff.
There's so many. The bumper, X-Bomb, all that stuff.
Wait, what about that club thing? What was it called again?
I think it was the Ore Club.
Oh, yeah, right.
Kid Icarus.
Where
it showed Mario throwing a tornado. I think you can also just hit them physically with it. They also have new assist trophies. They have a lot of returning ones like Andross and Nintendog.
Midna's a new one, though.
Oh, Midna, yeah.
From The Legend of Zelda. Well, actually, not... Well, the series, but,
Twilight Princess.
Yeah. I was gonna say the Legend of... Never mind. I was thinking of just a single game.
Yeah, well, she throws her hair. And, shadowy stuff.
No, she basically uses her powers to attack.
One of the coolest ones there was Elecman. He's from Mega Man. He throws, like, pillars of electricity. I would have liked Proto Man, though. Proto Man would have been much cooler.
Oh, and when we get to other characters, we also gotta mention the fighters. Don't want to forget that. There was, you were saying you told me before that you didn't really like some things about Little Mac and Rosalina. What were those specifically?
They were that Little Mac has an instant KO move, and Rosalina can attack just fine from a safe distance. That kind of bothers me a little bit.
I don't think...
I mean, I like Little Mac, but, I mean, they showed him, like, tearing up everyone on the ground. But to compensate, they just made his aerial game so terrible that he's probably never going to jump once. You're probably never going to want to go in the air as Little Mac. But they gave him an uppercut that can KO if it's powered up enough. And that is going to make him skyrocket in tournaments.
He's probably going to be banned from tournaments due to that.
Well, I don't want to, make false claims if it turns out it's not that.
Yeah, but it's like we're just saying that it's likely that it might happen. Though I don't really, I think the trailers, not the, well, the trailers and the the direct. They make the characters look more powered up than they really are. It's like, it seems that way whenever they introduce a new character, which is the exception of maybe Sonic or Snake.
Yeah, it seems like the newer characters are more high ranking because they want to focus on them more. Yeah, but they, like, well, they kind of worked on the older fighters a little bit. Like, they split characters that changed, like Samus and Zero Suit, Samus and Zelda and Sheik. And they wanted to strengthen a lot of fighters like Bowser and Yoshi. I don't really know what standing up taller really has to do with making Yoshi stronger, though. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Maybe they just kind of powered him up a bit, along with changing his posture.
Yeah, he wasn't really that good of a character. For me, anyway.
Well, I haven't played with as most... Yeah, I haven't played as Yoshi much, either. One of the biggest things from the Direct, though, they probably saved best for last, because this was revealed last in the Direct, where the reveals of Greninja coming as a new coming character and Charizard returning as a veteran.
Yeah, Charizard looks really strong now. Well, I don't like that they changed his front aerial, but me, like a lot of other people during the trailer, thought Greninja was Mewtwo because he's throwing that ninja star. I'll start freaking out because there's water. It looks like his little psychic stuff.
It screwed with a lot of people. I think they were just... Nintendo was just wanting to troll a lot of people in that direct because they were putting a lot of jokes in there.
If you watch the trailer again, it actually doesn't look that much like Mewtwo if you watch it again.
Yeah, but they're trying to make it... It's like they're trying to make it look like Mewtwo. They want to fool people because they know how much people want Mewtwo in the game.
Well, he said he's considering putting him in, but I think 4 is enough.
Yeah, I mean...
That means no more Jigglypuff.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are suspecting. I do really enjoy that Charizard is coming by himself, because he's my favorite Pokemon.
I'm going to miss Squirtle.
What about Ivysaur?
Yeah, Ivysaur is pretty good. Yeah. But Greninja, he looks good. I mean, he showed him using a slam attack that instantly brings him upwards so he can attack again. That alone would probably open up a lot of combos. And they showed him using a lot of other moves, too.
Overall, I found the Direct enjoyable. It was exciting, very exciting. And they've, in the certain points of the Direct, like, kind of, I guess, you could say rest stops, they had these things where they'd show a close-up of a trophy, and you'd have to guess which character it is. And, they seem to like to troll people by making you think it's this, but it's really something else. And they did something like that a few other times, including the Greninja incident.
Yeah, that was mean. But one last thing. They took out Subspace Emissary, at least in the 3DS version, and they gave it Smash Run, where you're with three other people, and you can compete for in a 5-minute time a huge stage, kind of like the Subspace Emissary, except it's one huge stage centered around this one central area, and you defeat the enemies from it and from other games, and you get these power-ups, you know, that, you know, increase your speed and jump and defense and power and that kind of thing. And then after that you go into a brawl and you fight with those power-ups, which would be crazy.
Yeah, people that are just really newbies are probably going to have a hard time against the experts, because then the experts are going to be even more powered up, and the people that can't play the game as well are going to have a hard time against that, of course. But yeah. I guess it's just all for fun and challenge and stuff, and to play against friends.
And release dates. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, the first one that's coming out is a 3DS version, and then the Wii U version. I said once that when they said 2014, they meant December 31st, 2014. The Wii U version's coming in the winter, and the 3DS version's coming in the summer.
I think they're doing that, though, because they want to try to get as many buyers as possible, because... you know, people are really wanting the Wii U version, but they're giving the, like, they're sending the 3DS version out. So people are like, well, the Wii U version isn't out yet, so I'll just get the 3DS version and wait and try it out and stuff. And then later they get the Wii U version when it's out.
But the problem with that is that there's way more 3DS owners than Wii U owners, and they're not going to want to spend $300 on a console just to play a new Smash Brothers. They're like, oh, okay, it's on the 3DS, I can get it now, I'll be happy. And, you know, casual players that don't really strive for the HD experience, they're going to go for the 3DS version, and they're just going to be happy with it, and they're not going to buy the Wii U version. If the Wii U version came out first, people who didn't want to wait and didn't have a Wii U would go and, you know, buy the Wii U, get the game, then 3DS version would have been a nice, you know, dessert kind of game, you know, come after that. But I guess, you know, save best for last.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, Nintendo seems to like to do that a lot, especially in their directs when it comes to revealing new information.
But still, I mean, the 3DS version is going to be great for, like, summer trips, you know, on the plane, in the car, you know, get to play Smash Brothers. I think they probably had that in mind. And the Wii version, you know, just for in time for the Christmas sales, that is going to be really good for sales, probably.
I'm sure Nintendo as a company, though, put a lot of thought into when the release dates are, because they seem to put in a lot of thought into a lot of things they do for their games, so
yeah,
I wouldn't worry too much about the release dates. It's not too much of a big deal.
Yeah, the Wii U version couldn't come out that early, because, you know, they spend a lot of time on these. So that's the Smash Brothers Direct, and there's another Direct. Tomodachi Life, a weird little novelty game that was overshadowed by its Smash Brothers Direct big brother.
Well, it might be weird to you, because, I mean, you told me before.
It's been in Japan.
Yeah, you told me before it's been in Japan, and it's more of, like, a Japanese game. So, you know, if something's from one country and you're from another country, you know, you're going to think it's kind of weird, because it doesn't, you know, seem to click into your culture for some reason, and, you know, you're not used to that, or whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll see how it goes. It's a little game where you send over your Miis from your friends on their 3DSs, and you customize, well, you get their Mii over, you put it in the game, and you can make it like that person by customizing their personality and what they will do in situations, and their voice, and they interact with each other by themselves. It's kind of like a Sims game. It's their take on The Sims. People are saying it's like Animal Crossing. I don't think this is anything like Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that it's a little town of people, that's the only thing. And the voices. You probably manipulate certain things, though. Just not play as someone. So it's just basically you watching stuff go on.
Yeah, like how like in The Sims, where you control the lives of people.
Yeah, but besides pressing a few buttons on the touchpad, it doesn't really seem like a game. I mean, you're just watching stuff happen. It's more like a little TV show you would watch for a minute, and then, you know, not really a TV show, but, I don't know, like a fish tank you would watch.
Well, that's what The Sims is pretty much like.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I never really got into that kind of game. But the Direct was really, really interesting. Bill Trennan tries to be a newscaster, and he's doing stuff, and Mr. Iwata's going in dinosaur suits. It's all really weird. Big Reggie heads are coming out of the water.
Wait, you know, what? You didn't tell me about that.
A guy with a giant Reggie head wakes him up, and Bill Trennan does the best horror movie scream I've ever heard.
Okay, so there was a scream in there, too.
Yeah, he screams when he wakes up. He's wearing a Donkey Kong tie, by the way.
Okay, I gotta see that Direct now.
It's really crazy. So, it's just, you know, set things up and watching the game happen by itself. I mean, it might be fun for a while. I mean, because it looks like there's so much content. Like, some guy's face comes off of his head and flies out into space. That might be entertaining for a few times,
But then it's going to get boring.
No, it's not a glitch at all. It was in the direct.
I mean, the way you're describing it, it sounds like a glitch. Like some glitch.
But those little novelties might be fun for a while, and then it'll just get boring and tedious just to check on the stuff. And if you already got all your friends in there, there's not really a point to playing it. Unless there's more to it we haven't seen, which I'll probably reveal, but right now it just doesn't look that appealing to me.
Sounds kind of like an extra to go with the Mi Plaza that it's preset onto a 3DS.
It's full of imagination, I'll give it that. So just if you haven't already, watch the Smash Brothers Direct and the Tomodachi Life Direct. Both pretty entertaining. So I guess that about wraps it up for today. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at www.nintendoteens.com. You can also read our blog and listen to our podcast there. If you're not a member, please sign up for our forums community at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. And our theme music is Presenterator by Kevin McLeod, courtesy from Comptech.com. Well, that's it for our show today. We hope you enjoyed it, and thanks for listening. Do you have any comments? Okay. So, until next time, stay in the game.